After the counting and restocking was done, Mr. Charles asked me to move all the leftovers into the stockroom. "No problem," I said, struggling to get a grip on the sides of one of the bigger cardboard boxes. "Is there any order you want me to put them in?"
"Nope,"
Mr. Charles said, now wiping down the counter. "Just stack it all up toward the back so I can get in there and move around. That's all." One by one, I picked up boxes of ramen noodles, six packs of beer, and cases of Worcestershire. Gotta be a world record for hardest word. And moved them into the stockroom. Mr. Charles seemed to have relaxed and was now standing behind the counter, staring at his old TV again. That made me feel kind of good, like I was doing something to help the old man out. I mean, he had always been so cool to me, such a good dude, so it felt nice to be able to do something for him. Plus, he was getting up there in age. He even had that weird flappy turkey neck thing, so lifting these boxes was probably getting pretty hard for him. The sixth, or was it the seventh, box was the heaviest. It was filled with gallons of water, which was crazy because it just doesn't seem like water should be that heavy. I mean, it's clear, like air. And air don't weigh nothing. I couldn't even really lift the box. I just kind of held my arm straight and did the caveman walk to the stockroom, bumping into everything, including the stockroom door, hoping I'd make it there before my shoulders popped out the sockets. The door closed behind me. I dropped the box and used my feet to slide it across the room over to the other boxes. Then I stopped and, for the first time, had a look around. I can't tell you that I remember anything about what the stockroom looked like when me and my mom hid in it, but I know we were in the corner, a corner where there was now a coat rack. I remember that me and Ma huddled right there, up against the wall, her holding me by the face, her hands covering my ears. Now when I think about it, I think she did that so that I wouldn't hear her crying or breathing hard, even though I could feel her chest rising and falling at the exact same pace of my own thumping heart. But I don't remember there being any boxes. I don't remember the desk and file drawers, the clock on the wall, or the $5 bill hanging in a frame. It all might have been there, but I just don't remember seeing it. And looking at it then, gazing around the room, I didn't really feel nothing, like no emotions. Until I tried to open the door.